What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, right here, right now. It is time for the republics to be restored. And that will occur once the people create their own money organically, without cost, without waiting, without a vote. They can do this right now. Welcome to Mountain Hours Radio. And I am your host, Wayne Walton. And we've got a show today without guests, but we are hoping to have you call in and tell me your thoughts about what can be done to expand this message to the people where they are the money, where they can emancipate themselves simply by creating their own monetary systems locally. And quite honestly, one of the ways I go around pitching this whole concept to business is like, we're trying to save the world and we need your help. So that's what I'm saying to you right now. We are trying to save the world because it needs it for certain, and we need your help. And we need for everybody's souls to shine as they become enlightened, as they come to realize that we don't need the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury to issue currency, and whereby they parasitically harness the commercial energy of the people and then let the money trickle down from the top. Neither of those solutions are optimal. The optimal solution is for the producer themselves to create the money, to harness their own values, and then from there, they finance and fund what they value. And it will make everybody become a producer. Effectively, you got to produce a product in order to get some of the funds. Not to say certainly that we won't take care of the least among us, because as free people, it is our responsibility to take care of the least among us. So we've got the phone lines open today, 877-488-5350. Please log that number into your phone. So this is going to be an ongoing process whereby we create this reform together. And this is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. And again, I am excited that we have a solution. Quite literally, I was just at the farmer's market, and guess what they were using there for currency to pay for goods and services. We've got six businesses there at the local farmer's market. And, you know, we've just been doing this for 5 weeks because, you know, we give the money away. It can grow that fast. And the reason why we can give it away is because it's the same premise whereby a business creates their own gift certificate, and then they trade the gift certificates and they use that as money. So that's a general basis. It's a barter system, a local barter network, and it's not any sort of means by which we are obfuscating sales taxes, and it's actually a means by which the local community can increase sales taxes. And and that occurs because more transactions occur. So going into break, got a great show today. I'm excited. Thanks for tuning in.
Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because
One, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly deceitful. We give it away like they straight pepper did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Oh, it sure would be good if the people would get together in the street in the hood. And the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit, and they are going to be the musical act along with Jordan Page for the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That is going to occur Independence Weekend. So we are asking all members of the Tea Party movement and the Occupy movement, let's unite, let's get together, and let's create our own organic monetary systems, hours-based, and they can interconnect. Just like the Mountain Hour system in Summit County up here at 10,000 feet, along with the hours-based system, Mile High Hours down in Denver. Hours are a universal unit of value. Everybody knows what that is worldwide. So let's use that as the commodity. Time is money, and there's nothing more precious than time, because you can always get more money, but you can't get more time. So that's what we're looking to do, is have people come experience the hours revolution of organic money. And to purchase tickets, please go to Rocky Mountain Puff. It's R-O-C-K-Y Mountain, it's abbreviated, M-T-N Puff. Rocky Mountain Puff, P-U-F-F.com. And tickets are $75. And with that, you will get to see and meet Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks. Jordan Page is there, I believe he's actually, I spoke to him yesterday. He's heading up the Pork Fest in as part of the Free State Project up in New Hampshire. And a lot of activists in the freedom movement are there this coming weekend and next week. So this is our version in the Rockies. So if you're on this half of the Mississippi, try to make it to the Rockies where it's absolutely beautiful during the summertime. And come experience. This is very unique because Porkfest doesn't have this. We have a local monetary system, and it's issued interest and debt-free. So that's exciting. It looks like we got a caller here, Mike in Denver. So,
Mike. Hey, Wayne, how are you, my brother?
Yes. Is this
hey,
Mike Storm?
I didn't want you to let it go. I wanted you you mentioned just before you went to the break something about how the city or the county or whatever that is using an organic money like Mountain Hours or Mile High Hours can expand their tax base.
Yeah, you want me to get into explaining how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm just looking at it from kind of a layman's perspective, and I'm thinking, well, this money is not based on their money, and you have to pay the taxes in their money. So, can you explain how that works, how it converts, how it changes over?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a really important topic. The first piece of resistance that I've gotten at all, you know, we've been doing great with the community, and I was trying to set up a booth at the actually Dillon Farmers Market, and you know, I'm going in there all, you know, I know what I know because I'm focused on this, and this is new to so many people, so their initial reaction is there's an expression, whatever you're not up with, meaning you're up to speed with and you're knowledgeable of, you're down on. So if people are afraid of something, they just automatically knee-jerk and say no. And so they were viewing this as a means by which to obfuscate their taxes and not pay them. And that is not the case. And luckily, the local newspaper actually covered it correctly this week. And all normal taxes apply. All income, property, you know, well, not property, but income taxes, state and federal, along with sales taxes, all apply. And the way that
I was just going to say, so you're encouraging businesses, Dan, to continue their normal business, and this is just another income that they, and you just tax it at the same rate that you would tax the dollar?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this isn't my decision or anything.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's basically a good way to view it. Even barter is taxable. And so if you know, I'm a pool contractor, so let's say I got with a local restaurant and he gave me a gift certificate. Well, we did a barter. Let's make it easy. He gave me a deal where I didn't have to pay my restaurant bill for the next 5 years, and I built a pool for him. Even though there is no currency exchanged whatsoever, the IRS would view that entire event as a taxable event where,
sure,
at the retail value, I would have to pay taxes for all of that food over 5 years. Because I got that was a form of income, even though, you know, there is no Federal Reserve notes or Mountain Hours transacted. So
that's great. I think that's exactly perfectly the answer that I was looking for, because the easiest way for all of this to work, I think, with the local currencies is where it comes to these things like income. If you're already wrapped up in that system, you have to report it. Otherwise, they have a way to come in and get you, I suppose, like they would any time you didn't claim what they would consider to be an income. So that's good. That's exactly what I was looking to hear.
Yeah, and it's really important. You know, I philosophically, as I believe you do as well, disagree with income and property taxes because they're done at the point,
sure,
of a gun. Alternatively, I do pay them, but I disagree with them philosophically. And with respect to sales taxes, just like the Constitution states, is that just like tariffs, that's done on a voluntary sort of basis insofar as you can pick and choose the way you purchase things in order to minimize your
liability. Sure.
Yeah, how you pay your sales taxes. But sure. In a just world, we would have tax, you know, we'd fund government with sales taxes and tariffs and basically eliminate income and property taxes because they didn't exist 100 years ago prior to the Federal Reserve and the bankruptcy of the United States. Those taxes are symptoms of usury, whereas a sales tax is not. So what the big selling pitch was, like, just I literally had kind of initially a heated exchange because he didn't want me, meaning the organizer of the farmers market, which is really a big farmers market. And earlier in the week, he said, I can't distribute information. I can't sign people up. Well, I'm viewing it as like, you are not going to curtail my natural rights. And you're basically saying I'm going to go there. So anyway, I showed up and basically made allies with him and said, you know what we're going to do is, once he understood it, by the time we're all done, this literally happened an hour ago. He ended up taking some local currency and spending it, and then we generated several sales tax receipts, and it showed the sales taxes due so that he could actually see that even though we're paying with something other than Federal Reserve notes, he can see that the sales tax was being generated. So
nice.
So we took him all the way from being an adversary all the way to being an ally in a period of about 35 minutes or so.
Good and job.
Yeah. So it's great because what I said to him in the end was, you know, and he's new to his job. He's been doing it, say, for like 6 months or so. And I said to him, you know, we've got a radio show broadcasting out here, and people – we will be able to support what you're doing. And by the way, our local currency actually has a picture of the Dillon Farmers Market right on the money, on the Mountain Hours. It has the Dillon Farmers Market on it. So in his mind, he was worried about us having less sales tax being generated. And my pitch to him was that by having more transactions – because Federal Reserve notes are scarce right now. The people don't have enough Federal Reserve notes. If they open their pockets, they generally don't have enough money in them to pay their debts. So what happens is they set all of their Federal Reserve notes aside to pay their mortgage or their rent or gasoline. There's certain things you have to use Federal Reserve notes for. So you can reserve your Federal Reserve notes for those expenditures. Now all your discretionary expenditures, you can use Federal Reserve Mountain Hours to purchase those. So it's a great way to increase transactions. And the more transactions there are, the more sales tax that's being generated. So I'm saying to him, why don't you, instead of, trying to, kick us to the curb, let's partner and let's create more sales tax than you've ever had ever here. Because they've never had a local currency there. And, generally if you ask the, 10 people right now, probably, 7, 8, or 9 of them would all say they don't have enough money. They do not have enough money. People are not suffering from too many Federal Reserve notes. They're suffering from too few Federal Reserve notes. And that's basically all a depression or a recession is. It's just for lack of them. So, Mike, you there?
Yep.
Okay. Have you started any pitches to any local businesses? Have you started moving in where you've had those conversations? And
I'm just working up to that because that's exactly it. I'm working with a lady. I don't know if she wants me to say her name here in Denver. She's helping me pull together sort of a kind of a business plan, something that business people understand. When you walk up to them, you say, look, this is where this currency plays, this is where our currency plays. And
all right, we're
actually just about to
Hold on, Stato, after the next segment we'll get back with Michael Storm of MileHighHours.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Surely it is not to live in pain and fear, and we are here to create an abundant society, and I'm on the line right now with my brother, Michael Storm, and he's a patriot down in Denver who's got the radio show broadcast directly after this one, Mile High Liberty Radio, and they're initiating a local currency called Mile High Hours. And basically the hours up in Summit County called the Mile, our system is called mountainhours.com. Please go there for a how-to, to learn how to do a local currency for your area. And we had our first transaction 5 weeks ago, so this is a new system. But essentially, in effect, it's a barter currency. It's backed by the goods and services of that community, the producers, let's call it. This is based on production without parasitism. And Michael, what has been the reaction with the activists down there about taking the initiative and coming to the realization that we can create our own money?
And they're chomping at the bit to get it in motion. I've got people coming at me from every direction. How can I help with this? How can I help with that? And so I'm just trying to get everybody involved one step at a time. And, you know, because well, you've talked about him before. I'm sort of an old school Austrian economist by study. I mean, that's where I spent all my time. And so I get all kinds of commodity monies and competing currencies and stuff like that. But the whole notion of just sort of, bypassing it, with any, tangible items to back it up, like the gold and silver that people are used to, takes another level of explaining and understanding. And for me and for us down here in Denver to be able to tell people about it, we're just, you know, we're working step by step to make sure that we understand it ourselves. So,
it was a paradigm shift because I was a gold bug up until like 2009 or so. And I listened to a guy named George Whitehurst Berry for a long time. And ultimately, like Joby Weeks is a good kind of example of the explanation of that, because Joby, who actually is going to be appearing at RockyMountainPuff.com for our Independence Weekend, he had set up a barter system based upon silver and gold. And when the dominant monetary system is unstable, people will cling to their commodities because of fear. So, you know, if things look chaotic with the dominant monetary system, which they do for obvious reasons, is people have silver and gold, but they don't they hoard it. They don't circulate it. Yeah. Because they're waiting for the crash. And in the exact same way, if you have storable food, you hold on to it. Or if you have filters or guns and ammo and all those sorts of things, you hold on to those things. Guns wouldn't be a good form of currency because people won't trade them. They hold on to them because they're fearful that things are going to collapse. So
they'll need that weapon, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. With your silver and gold, with Joby, with his barter network, he couldn't get anybody to circulate it. They would just hold on to it. And as soon as people stop letting that flow, because currency has to flow, just like in an economic circuit electrically, it has to flow in order to function. So, for instance, during the Great Depression, there were 3,000 local paper barter currencies. And the way it works is effectively, really, people are just bartering. They're just trading their goods and services. And the substantiation as to why the pieces of paper actually have value, they have value in the same way that gift certificates do. So effectively, what we're doing is, if you have a barter network, you're just letting the gift certificates serve as money. And then they just, people just trade gift certificates. It's not that the pieces of paper have value. It's just that the issuers of the gift certificates, they are honorable, unlike the Federal Reserve. So that's the difference. Is you're trusting your friends and neighbors that they're going to honor these pieces of paper, and that's the whole commitment. Literally, when a business signs up and they agree to accept mountain hours, we then turn around and we give them $200 in the local currency every 3 months, and we do marketing and we have a power board party, and we're going to get them on this radio show when we start doing live broadcasts. So now it's like, why wouldn't they do it? It doesn't cost them anything. And people will go, well, how can you give them money? Well, the reason why they can just get it for free is because they could create their own gift certificates without us.
It's really great, because once you actually are introduced to the idea, try to even think about it just a little bit, it starts to make sense almost instantly. So it, you know, far be it to use the word sells, but it sells itself. The notion sells itself. We're not selling anything. We're not, you know, in fact, it's being given away. But
yeah, we're selling the businesses on themselves. Like, in fact, what we're doing is selling the idea that the people are the money. They're loving commercial energy. They are the dog, and the parasites steal their loving commercial energy. They then...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
It's mind-boggling when you hear comments like that from a human being saying that the other human beings on the planet have no say-so in their future because the parasitic usurers of the Federal Reserve, that they are some sort of man-gods and that they have dominion over us. It makes my stomach turn to think that there's people on this planet that think that their parents are better than your parents, and somehow or other, they rule this planet. It's time to stand up, people. It's time to restore the republic. It's time to restore the people. And one of those great patriots is on the line with me that does that on a day-to-day basis. He gets in the streets. He's a true patriot in his soul, and that is Michael Storm. Michael, how does that make you feel when you hear Alan Greenspan saying that?
It makes me feel kind of hopeless because most people who hear that garbage believe it. They actually accept the notion that somebody else can rule over us, that somebody is smarter than us all as a whole society, not even as just individuals one-on-one, having one particular individual be smarter than another. I'm talking about a group who chose themselves to put themselves on high and to run the system over everyone else without anyone else's input and just said, we're taking over.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's do you buy into this essentially these groups of families, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Warburgs, et cetera, all they did is they took control of the monetary system, and by virtue of controlling the money, you control all of the human energy, let's call it. And once you control all the human energy in a sort of a very innovated slave system, you're able to harness their energy to turn around and enslave their mind and enslave their bodies with the police state, and you enslave their minds with chemicals and the mainstream media. Well, they have done that. It's a fact. All right.
I don't see how anyone could say that they haven't done it, and that it isn't the same people that have been manipulating people and economic systems for a good 2,000 years, maybe more. these people, they all believe they have a bloodline that traces back to Jesus in Jerusalem, and that they have the right to rule over us. And it's a weird, convoluted mix of events and people that are involved in it. But if you look at it, they've taken each new form of government as they've come along and turned it a little bit more kind of loosely over to the people in a fake sense. First you get a feudal system where they have no control, and then they learn that people aren't very productive under a system like that. So then they offer them a way to participate, a parliamentary procedure, and then they offer them democracy in the next round, and then they offer them socialism, which is ideal for a large number of people who have the inability to take care of themselves, don't want to take care of themselves. They love the idea that the state will come in and pay for their food and provide their clothing and their housing, and they're not going to go, they're not going to have a problem with these crazy maniacal gangster gangsters that have monopolized money.
Yeah, and it what would be great is if, you know, ultimately as a species, our potential is being suppressed because, you know, even if you're a socialist and you buy into, you know, that's a form of parasitism, is the usury parasites, in order to grow their legions, they basically finance bigger governments in order to expand their numbers. But ultimately, they're just offering, small tokens to people that support that scheme of socialism.
And then those are the first people they burn. History says so. The Night of the Long Knives is an example that people come back to often as for your reward for backing up the state and the powers that be. They come in the middle of the night and they slaughter you.
Yeah, the people that initial the violent initial overthrow, they have to kill those people off because they're the witnesses to the crime, so that
they
whittle it down.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's diabolical, but ultimately everything that they did, we can do ourselves. We can take control of the monetary system locally, in the exact same way that the Rothschilds and the Warburgs and Rockefellers did. We can take over that control, and once the dog shakes the fleas off, the dog can then finance organic security in the form of the constitutional sheriff. Once we get to that level, it's game over for the parasitic usurer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier about it being just such a natural thing. Of course it is. That's exactly what they did. They took a natural notion of providing a mechanical, technological means for handling large transactions between, maybe groups or states or, not just a simple individual one-on-one transaction, and perverted it by passing laws that say you have to use their currency, and then by using the force of the state to back up those laws.
Yeah, it's a convenient cabal. It's for them, it's fundamentally it's fascism. But You know, the parasitic user can function in under communism or fascism, or ultimately even, and this is something that's unique to most broadcasts, that the parasitic user can actually dominate societies with no government. It's just a matter of brainwashing the people into these contracts, and just, you know, in a way you can even think of it now, is that right now there are no governments. They're only corporations.
They're only corporations, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, in that sort of way, we actually operate under, that's really fascism, but there aren't any governments. All of the governments are really corporations masquerading as governments.
They don't even hide it. I mean, come on. Any person almost anywhere in America can walk out of their own home, go to the downtown area district of their little town, whether it's Golden here or Denver or Atlanta or any place like that, and find city signs that say incorporated in 1973 or incorporated in 1975. What exactly does it mean when you incorporate? It means you are a business. In America, incorporated, well, depending on who you ask, in the early 1900s there, kind of forcefully and secretly in the dark by these same bankers, Warburg in particular, I think, big representative, helped set up the Federal Reserve. So one big vicious circle.
Yeah, it's interesting you're saying that. And this is something that's unique that I just learned about Breckenridge maybe about 2-3 months ago. There was a period of time that the maps, for whatever reason, when everybody, like all of the governments of the time or corporations in the mid-1800s, for whatever reason, they all gobbled up chunks of land in order to get them under their jurisdiction all the way around Breckenridge, but they failed to incorporate Breckenridge. So
it's unincorporated.
This weekend they have something called Kingdom Days or Heritage Days. Well, Breckenridge was for a period of time a kingdom where it was not under any state's or county or any jurisdiction. So it had
a sovereign city-state then, basically?
Exactly. How funny is that? That's kind of what going for now. this weekend, literally, if you go on to the Breckenridge Chamber of Commerce, they have Kingdom Days, and that's happening this weekend. And if you want to see us make a fool of ourselves, me and some of the other local currency activists, they have a thing where we push an outhouse. They have outhouse races where we push an outhouse down the street. And they race them. It's just totally silly. It's fun, but like tourists come specifically for Kingdom Days to learn about the history of Breckenridge, where it was a mining town and panned for gold, and about this unique history where it was a kingdom for a period of time without anyone's jurisdiction. And what's great, when there is no jurisdiction, that means you're under natural law with your natural rights, and that's what the government was formed to protect, those natural rights. And by forming it into a corporation, there's nobody protecting your natural rights. You actually give them up under the corporate structure.
Well, and we don't even give them up individually, because we're born into the system. They convinced our parents to sign us over as a bank receipt to them by creating a birth certificate for us when we're born.
Sure. It's
born into it. You're born into slavery, literally, in America.
On your show, have you had many people where, any piece of these truths, whatever it's false flag or whatever, where they call in and most of my callers thus far, they're already very informed on these topics. Have you had many callers where you're introducing and it's a new idea to them?
No, not yet. No, we've had people that have had, didn't hear a particular angle, but not, I don't think we're preaching to the choir per se, but I think what it is that in the last 2 years, specifically the last few years, there's been a huge awakening of people. I think a lot of people actually almost, and we're going to find out here in a few months, almost stepped away from the false left-right paradigm after this Obama debacle. They went from George Bush to Obama. Nothing's gotten better. It's actually gotten worse. And a lot of people are starting to see it. But I think we'll see the proof of that coming up in this next election, because it looks like they're planting Romney to take over Obama's position. And he's got worse.
Yeah, I agree. It's I've noticed that when you approach people on these topics, it's like just for instance, it was great when the local paper did coverage of Mountain Hours. I had discussed in there, you know, we basically pay a fee to these private banks to use their currency. And why should we do that when we're the ones that are the their money would have no value without our energy. So why do we pay
without,
them?
Right, that's right.
They're furnishing our energy. Why don't they pay us a fee?
Our energy and our faith and everything else they're harvesting from us. Yeah, with the direct intention of us not being able to pay it back. That's why they consider interest and usury a crime in religious texts, because that's what they were using it for, is to take real property from people. Take away their homes, take away their families, take away their freedom, and cause them to be in servitude, you know, a slave.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think, you know what's great is so that we're so blessed that we actually get to be awake, and literally with the local currency and all that, we are literally at the tip of the spear of this revolution, and we're actually living this, because I don't know what I would do otherwise, because this to me is really living. I couldn't imagine just, you know, being a head in your head in the sand kind of existence. I am so much more happy and alive and jubilant.
Absolutely. I will be upset and I will voice my opinion about the state of things, and in a vacuum, an area like Facebook, people will assume that that means that I'm angry all the time. And I liken it to, I don't know if you've ever watched the show Futurama, the Matt Groening, you know, the guy that did The Simpsons and made the little robot and the people in space in the year 3000. It's called Futurama. Well, the robot, he's this drinking, cigar-smoking, philandering, just sort of innocent. He's almost childlike in his knowledge of things because he has no emotions and stuff like that. And his world is this world of nothing but flowers and unicorns and fairies that light his cigars for him. And I said, that's the world I live in. Everything around me is cheery and wonderful. It's when I have to step outside of my home and deal with the corruption of the state and the crumbling everything around us, the entire infrastructure, the economy, the entire notion of the individual and self is just all crumbling right before our eyes. And we're finding solutions. That's why we're here doing this now.
Yeah, it's great to actually, you know, with the radio show, because I've done guest spots, and it was always something different, but this is going to be a manifestation of my human creativity, so to speak, just as yours is yours. And it's fun, and basically, it, like that, just you calling in, you're creating all of this with me, and we're creating together. And it's just like, I just like when we're listening to Alan Greenspan, I don't submit, you don't submit, you're not my master, right?
That's it.
That's what's so exciting, because it attracts other people, and because we have an outlet, because we can create our own money, we can do everything they did. So all of our energy, the more energy we harness and put it into this thing, it's just going to expand and expand
and
grow. Yeah.
I absolutely believe that. It took me a little while. Well, you know, you've been around here a year or so, hanging out with We Are Change guys and trying to bring this whole thing together, and you've talked about it all this time, and we've heard about it, and as it's become more of a reality, I see it myself. You're absolutely right about it manifesting itself. We're manifesting an intent. We're redirecting all of this, a whole group of us, you guys up there and all of us down here on the Front Range, are totally redirecting our energies towards solutions, towards love. We're taking ourselves out of being part of the problem of creating the negative, the evil, the hateful intent.
Yeah, it's so beautiful because it's just like the motto for We Are Change, be the change you want to see in the world. And it's beautiful because we're all going through this awakening. You know what I mean? This is our first revolution. So
yeah,
we don't know the rules. We're making them up as we go, you know? And we're going into break with Michael Storm from Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be back after the break.
Of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
The Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit, and there's a deficit in spirituality. There's a deficit in knowledge. There's a deficit in love for brothers and sisters. There's a deficit in the in the amount of money in our society for us to circulate so that we can conduct trade. There's a deficit in our capacity to experience our true potential. And that deficit is engineered through the monetary system. And once we fix that, which we can do simply by creating currency with our brothers and sisters in our neighborhood, we can fix all of it. And we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for anybody. We can start, and as quickly as we can expand and spread awareness of this solution, as soon as we do that, we become free. And the Funky Monks are the Wandering Monks. They're going to be at Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That's Independence Weekend, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Please check them out. Their music is excellent. Excellent music for enlightened hip-hop. And Jordan Page is more of a singer-songwriter. He'll be there as well, along with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks, and local politicians, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. We want everybody to come out, get tickets at RockyMountainPuff.com. It's RockyMountainPuff.com. $75 for a three-day event, and the absolutely heavenly and exquisite weather of the Rocky Mountains during the summertime. I'm on now. My name's Wayne Walton. This is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, and I'm on with Michael Storm. Michael, what do you think of the idea of challenging every radio broadcaster in the country to starting their own local currency?
Wow. That's ambitious, my friend. I love the idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. And you know what we do? One broadcaster at a time.
Yeah, well, think of it like, you know, during the great public works projects, you know, just to use the term generally, in the last 100 years, where like the Manhattan Project and the Apollo moon mission, right, where Kennedy says in the next 10 years we're going to do this. Well, it's always the state deciding what's important, right? Well, I think it's time for the people to decide what's important, and that is for them to emancipate themselves so that they can have abundance instead of the parasites. And by, let's make that challenge where we challenge ourselves, our community of other broadcasters, everybody, create your own local currency. We'll show you how to do it. And by doing so, all of the things that they're complaining about on the radio show, whether they're on the left side of the spectrum or the right side, they all go all the way to the ultimate solution is creating your own money. And once we solve that problem, all the other problems are symptoms. The fundamental core problem is a corrupt monetary system where our commercial energy is stolen parasitically. This is the solution. It's not a solution. It is the solution. The producers must harness their energy themselves. And that is the only way by which they will be free. Otherwise, their energy is going to be harnessed by others parasitically. And that's what it comes down to.
The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings...